Now, the Jews' Feast of Tabernacles was at hand. Now, notice how he went up. His brethren, now this is brethren here now, are not his disciples, they're his apostles. These brethren that are here are those that are his half-brothers, by the way. Back in Matthew, the 13th chapter, the names were given to us. James and Joseph and Simon and Judas. You see, Mary had other children besides Jesus. They were his half-brothers. Now, James wrote the epistle of James, and Judas, his half-brother, is the one who wrote the epistle of Jude. They don't mention it. Now, his brethren at this time didn't believe in him. His brethren therefore said unto him, Depart hence and go into Judea, that thy disciples also may see the works that thou doest. They didn't believe in him, but they saw the fact that he had a great following. And so they give advice that he can't use it all, and he's not going to use their advice. They are his brethren according to the flesh. They had an undue solicitude for God, as someone has said. Now will you notice, verse 4 I'm reading, For there is no man that doeth anything in secret, and he himself seeketh to be known openly. If thou do these things, show thyself to the world. You see, this is the wisdom of the world. He never took advice. Have you ever noticed that? Even these half-brothers, he's not following. For neither did his brethren believe in him. Verse 5. That's important to know. It's a sad state, but they did not at this time believe in him at all. Then Jesus said unto them, My time is not yet. And the important word here is yet. My time is not yet come. Why? Well, he happens to be following a schedule, and it's his Father's schedule. Now, verse 7, The world cannot hate you, but me it hateth, because I testify it that the works thereof are evil. The world is hostile to Christ, and the reason for that is that the Lord Jesus Christ, as we're going to see later, is the light of the world, and he turned on the light. And light reveals that which is wrong and reveals sin. And he condemns sin. I think it's the reason for the hatred of him today. He condemns sin by his very presence. And that hostility is that which must be broken down because he went to the cross for the love of the world, redeeming love. And that is what has broken the heart of hostile man. For instance, you see it in the life of Saul of Tarsus. He was breathing out threatenings. He hated the Lord Jesus. And then when he came to know him as his Savior, it broke his heart. He could say, He loved me, and he gave himself for me. And so he makes it very clear. And he says to his brethren, Go ye up unto the feast. I go not up yet unto this feast, for my time is not yet full come. Now he was going up, but not with them and at the time that they went up. And so we find out that, verse 9, when he had said these words unto them, he abode still in Galilee. But when his brothers were gone up, then went he also up unto the feast, not openly, but as it were, in secret. The thing is that I think this bears out what we said back in chapter 5 when he went in at the sheep gate. I believe he always entered that sheep gate until the time of the triumphal entry. He always went up in secret, you see. But at the triumphal entry, why, he appeared publicly and offered himself and demanded, actually, he demanded that they either accept or reject him.